This is VOA News via remote. I'm Elka. Protests did not slow down Sunday in Myanmar, a day after security forces shot dead two people at a demonstration in the country's second biggest city. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Another large protest took place in Mandalay near a dockyard where the two protesters were killed by police a day earlier. Many of the protesters, like those who were killed, are workers from the railway or truckers and civil servants who've been taking part in a civil disobedience campaign against the junta. A funeral was also held for a young woman who was killed by police in the capital Naypyidaw on February the 9th, 2 days before her 20th birthday. Her death was the first confirmed death amongst thousands of protesters who've rallied against the February 1st coup that toppled the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi. When her body was released, a long motorized procession began a drive to the cemetery. In Yangon, Myanmar's biggest city, about 1,000 demonstrators honored the woman under an elevated roadway. I'm Karen Chamas.
Niger voted on Sunday in the second round of a presidential election that is expected to usher in the first democratic transition of power since the West African nation gained independence. Ruling party candidate Mohamed Bazoum is seen by many as the favorite after leading in the first round on December 27th with 39.3% of the vote. He is up against former President Mahamane Ousmane, who scored 17%. Bazoum is backed by the candidates who came third and fourth in the first round. Crowds of voters in Niamey queued in dusty school courtyards, some wearing masks to protect against COVID-19. Bazoum has vowed to make security a focal point as the country battles surprise insurgencies. This is